Assalamu alaikum. We now begin section 3 of Surah Yasin. So if we do a quick recap, section 1 was verses that talked about the message and the messenger. Section 2 were verses that talked about lessons from the past. And now section 3 are looking at verses which talk about the present world around us. And I think there's going to be quite a lot of vocabulary in this section that you're already going to probably know and be familiar with. So it begins with at verse 33 of Surah Yasin, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةُ. Allah says, and give to them an ayah. An ayah is a sign of Allah. So in reality, everything is an ayah. Everything is a sign of Allah. In the Quran, we call a verse an ayah because it is a sign that guides us to Allah. When we stop to think about the signs of Allah around us, that is essentially the first step to knowing Allah. That's what Tawheed is. And Allah is drawing our attention to this sign of وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةُ. What's Arth? That's one I think you all know. Arth, earth. Allah's drawing our attention to the dead earth. And He says, we give life to it. So if we think about that, when it's the winter time and the trees are bare and the ground looks dry, don't we sometimes think, how is it possible that there's going to be a time that this same dead earth is going to bring forth food and the trees are going to blossom and bear fruit? But Allah says we are the ones that give life to this dead earth and we bring forth from it habban, grain. Allah mentions a specific type of food here, habban. Grain is a staple food, one that is available to mostly everyone in the world. It's an ingredient that we find in so many of our foods, from having your breakfast cereal in the morning, a slice of toast, a bagel, some cupcakes. They all have habban, grain, a very important ingredient, and alhamdulillah, one available to mostly everyone. But then Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا جَنَّاتٍ مِن نَخِيلٍ وَأَعْنَابٍ. He then gives us this beautiful description that not only has He given us habban, grain, but He has given gardens of nakhil, date palm, and inab, and grapes. And this sounds like a description almost from Jannah, but these Jannah, this garden, is one here in this world that we have been given to enjoy. And specifically, these two fruits, dates and grapes, are ones that can be enjoyed all year round, and that's what makes them so special. Allah reminds us that it is He that makes the springs flow forth. He's not just saying He sends water down from the clouds. He's not talking about just regular rain that helps the plants grow. But it is these springs which help to irrigate the plants in a special way to help them to flourish. And then He says, so that they may eat thamarihi, so that they may eat fruit. So now Allah's giving us even more variety of food, even more luxury of taste. Not only did we have habban, but nakhil and enab, now we have thamarihi, a variety of fruits. And then Allah says, it's not your hands that made it. You might think that you're the ones that planted the seed and watered the soil and prepared it. But ultimately, it's Allah that provided the rain and the sun and gave it the ability to grow. And so we need to think about this because Allah says, أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Are you not then grateful? Do we take these blessings for granted, this food that we enjoy? Are we not thankful? Allah's reminding us, not because He needs thanks and gratitude, but because when we are thankful, we appreciate our blessings even more. It helps to bring us close to Allah. Allah then says, Subhanalladhi. When we realize how amazing Allah is, when we've praised Him by giving Him thanks, then we can only realize that there is no one else in the world who is more perfect and amazing than Allah. So we glorify Him. Subhanalladhi. Allah continues by giving us even more signs. He continues by giving us the sign of Azwaja. Glory be to the one who created everything in Azwaja, in pairs. That's something we all know, right? From sun and the moon, the night and the day, the male and the female. Even certain plants can only grow in environments where other plants are present. Allah's created everything as Azwaja, in pairs. But isn't it beautiful? Because Himself, there is only one Allah. Allah then goes on to say, and a sign to them is the Layl. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْلَيْلِ. I think you all know Layl. What's Layl? The night. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْلَيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. And if you don't know what Nahar is, I'll give you a clue. It's the pair, the opposite of Layl. It's day. Allah's drawing our attention to the sign of the night and the day. Have you ever sat back and thought how that is an ayah, how that is a sign of Allah? Allah tells us in this verse that the state of the earth was originally created in darkness, and then it was out of His blessing that He put daylight into it, that He added light. Can you imagine if we just had a world that was dark? Or what if we didn't have the alternation of the night and the day? What if it was only ever night or only ever day? Do we appreciate that we get those two very distinct periods? And then Allah says, وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلَ. Qamar, I know that you definitely all know what Qamar is. It's the month of the Qamar. We talk about it all the time. The moon, that's right. Allah draws our attention to the ayah of the Qamar. So if you ever wondered where in the Quran does Allah mention the Qamar, now you know it's Surah Yasin. And what is it about this Qamar that He specifically mentions? He says, وَالْقَمَرَ, this moon, وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلَ. Manazil are the phases. In Surah Yasin is where Allah talks about the moon phases that you've probably all been learning about. But now you know where it comes from. Allah says in this verse that He is the one who created the moon in phases so that it becomes like a dry leaf branch. Because we all know once it starts as a new moon and then it becomes a half moon, a full moon, but it goes back to being a thin crescent, which Allah's describing as an old palm leaf. And then He says, لَشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا. That the sun does not overtake the moon. So He's drawing our attention to how perfectly the universe has been created. How important it is that everything works to a very specific and perfect order. If this Shams, this sun, was any closer to us, we would burn and die. If this Shams was any further away from the earth, then we would freeze and die. But how perfectly, Subhana, how perfectly Allah has created the universe so that the sun doesn't outstrip the moon. وَلَلَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ وَكُلٌّ فِي الْفَلَكِ يَسْبَهُونَ. Allah says everything, فَلَكِ يَسْبَهُونَ, swims in its own orbit. The planets don't crash into each other. The moon doesn't crash into the sun. فَلَكِ يَسْبَهُونَ. They all flow in their own orbit. And I think we'll stop there before we continue to finish this section, where it talks about more verses that draw our attention to the signs of Allah. Let's do a quick recap of the vocabulary. Ayah, a sign. Arz, the earth. Habban, grain. Nakhil, date palm. Inab, grape. Thamarihi, fruits. Yashkurun, afala yashkurun, yet to give thanks. Azwaja, pairs. Layl, yep, you all know it, night. Nahar, day. Qamar, moon. Manazil, what was it specifically about the moon? The phases. Falaki yasbahun, the swimming in an orbit of everything in the universe in such a perfect manner. So many signs of Allah around us that we might not have noticed, that we can look up at and reflect upon and appreciate and give thanks. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.